This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Skells. We're talking about farming and agriculture of the future. Lots of questions for our two guests, Jonathan Jones and also Charlie Payton, who are with us this week. And let's kick off. Callum in Sudbury asks you, Jonathan, why he doesn't understand why the demand for meat is going to increase into the future, as you suggested, and you made the case for needing GM as a consequence. Why should we see that increase in meat demand?
Well, many would say quite reasonably that we shouldn't, but the fact is that we will. It's clear that China's appetite for meat in the diet in particular is going up and up. These are people who, from having rice 7 days a week, will want to have rice plus meat, you know, 1 day out of seven, and maybe even 2 days out of seven. And so as affluence goes up, demand for meat will go up. And I think it's unfortunate because we could reduce our impact on the environment if we ate less meat, especially in the West. But anyway, I think that's what's going to happen. And a major trade pipeline is soybeans from Brazil to China to grow pigs.
Charlie, have you got any thoughts on that?
It must be in everybody's interest to eat less meat, and therefore it must be in everybody's interest to have greater biodiversity of fresh produce. And that's one of the things we're very interested in encouraging.